From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration is declaring victory after hard-fought compromise legislation aimed at reining in a portion of the financial sector was hammered out in the pre-dawn hours on Capitol Hill today. The compromise bill would call for the most sweeping overhaul of U.S. financial regulations since the Great Depression. Speaking at the G20 summit in Toronto, President Obama said the measure should help avoid another economic meltdown.
The reforms making their way through Congress will hold Wall Street accountable so we can help prevent another financial crisis like the one that we're still recovering from.
The deal was reached after an agreement that would allow banks to keep some of their trading of exotic financial instruments like derivatives in-house. After meeting with some of the summit participants today, Mr. Obama said bank capital is the key to strengthening the global financial system. The Justice Department is calling on a federal appeals court to delay a judge's ruling that overturned the administration's six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling in the Gulf. In papers filed today, the Obama administration says the suspensions of deepwater drilling are critically important, protecting human health and the environment. Federal appeals court judge this week ruled the six-month moratorium should be blocked, siding with oil industry services companies that maintained it was arbitrarily imposed. A former Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer accused of killing an unarmed man on New Year's Day of 2009 broke down and cried as he testified today, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Johannes Messerly's defense attorney has long argued that the shooting of 22-year-old Oscar Grant was a mistake. But today was the first time Messerly spoke publicly about details of the shooting. He testified that he was trying to use his taser when he drew his handgun and fatally shot Grant. Messerly struggled for words as he explained that he didn't think he had a gun until he looked at his right hand after the shooting. Then he remembers Grant saying, "You shot me." At the time, Grant was lying face down on the train platform. Messerly is white and Grant was black. The shooting sparked racial tensions and the trial was moved to Los Angeles due to pretrial publicity. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Fans around the world are commemorating the first anniversary of Michael Jackson's death today, NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Here in Los Angeles, scores of fans gathered outside Forest Lawn Memorial Park, the site of Michael Jackson's entombment, while others visited the singer's star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. But in downtown L.A., Jackson's father, Joe, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against his son's doctor, Conrad Murray. Joe Jackson's suit asked for a jury trial and unspecified damages. The Jackson patriarch, who was left out of his son's will, claims Murray refrained from revealing what he calls the polypharmacy of drugs he'd administered to Michael. It further asserts that the singer actually had a very weak pulse when he arrived at UCLA Medical Center and perhaps could have been revived if doctors had known what was in his system. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 8 points. This is NPR. According to Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, many, if not most, illegal immigrants coming into her state are involved in the drug trade. Brewer is saying, quote, a lot of illegal immigrants entered the U.S. looking for work, but she says the majority are, quote, under the direction of organized drug cartels and are bringing drugs in. Brewer made her remarks in response to a question about comments she made in recent debates in the race for the state's GOP governor's nomination. In Colorado, the issue of whether students should carry concealed weapons on college campuses appears to be headed to the state Supreme Court. Grace Hood from member station KUNC has details.
University of Colorado Regents voted 5-4 to appeal to the state Supreme Court a lower court ruling. That decision overturned CU's ban on concealed carry weapons in April. It's the latest in a series of court battles between a pro-gun student group and the university. Ken McConnellog is spokesman for CU.
Just like in society, this is an emotional issue that people come down on both sides.
McConnellog says the university will petition the state Supreme Court to hear the case. If the court decides to weigh in, many expect the ruling to impact decisions made by governing boards at other universities in the state, mainly Colorado State University. The school is one of only a handful of public universities across the U.S. that allows students to carry concealed weapons on campus. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Greeley, Colorado.
After yesterday's mass customer hysteria regarding Apple's hot new iPhone 4, it now appears there may already be trouble in paradise. Apple's customer complaint lines and website have been buzzing with comments from users who say holding the phone in a certain way can result in decreased signal strength or even dropped calls. Apple's urging users to avoid blocking the sensitive part of the phone or buy a case for the device. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.